Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week about building the family, building up one another is today's specific topic within that, but looking at living as the family of God, seeing ourselves as part of that Christmas family. Just as Jesus was born into the Christmas family, and we read the genealogy in Matthew, and Luke also gives us a version of that, we become descendants of that Christmas family when we are born into Christ and become part of His family. And so, as part of a family, it's our responsibility to care for one another, to help each other grow. And today we're going to look specifically, as I said, about using those opportunities to build up one another, to build up our neighbors. And again, Jesus made it clear that that's not a term that's used to narrow down our list of who we ought to build up. But in Romans 15, verse 2, it says, "Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." There's a lot in that short verse. As I mentioned, it says each of us should please his neighbor. And we kind of start right off with that dilemma of, what does that mean? Does that mean I should do whatever my neighbor wants? Whether it's a neighbor that's physically living next to me, or whether it's a neighbor that I encounter wherever I go. And in the context here, the idea is qualified in that he says that the result of this pleasing our neighbor ought to be to build them up, and it ought to be for their good. It isn't simply about doing everything that somebody else wants. It's about doing what's best. What's best according to God. What's best for them, according to God. And when we look at that context, the idea really moves us away from a position of selfishness, from a position of doing only what pleases us, to learning to be considerate, to learning to be one who pays attention, who notices, who listens, who understands, who cares for those around us. When we live life in such a way, we pay attention, we care. And we realize and begin to understand how our actions cause reactions, and how others are influenced by the things that we do. And so many times, even when we do something that is technically right, it can bring difficulty and even harm to those around us. I've mentioned before that one of those things that I've found myself doing in times where I just need to unplug and relax is watching dash cam videos on YouTube. And it's fascinating because the vast majority of these are sent in by someone who believes they've caught somebody else doing something wrong on the roadways. And while there may be a technical truth to that, the vast majority of them are actually made worse by the person doing the recording. By not paying attention, by not anticipating, by not giving their neighbors on the highway space, by not yielding, even if it's not required, by fighting for position, regardless of who was there first. And I watch those and I begin to see how easy it is to make life all about me. All about what I want. All about my getting there first. And time after time after time, the comments have to deal with someone trying to get ahead of me. And when we're out driving, that becomes frustrating to us for some reason. It becomes frustrating to me. And the thing about watching these videos is I began to see myself in ways that I don't always like. And it makes me mindful as I'm driving, is, am I looking out for my neighbor on the roadways? Am I being considerate? Am I doing what pleases him for his good, to build him up? Or am I just trying to get there first? And we can translate that illustration across so many parts of our life. Where we're so focused on ourselves and us achieving whatever it is that we've set out to do, that we lose sight of our neighbor, we lose sight of those around us. And we begin to act like we believe that everybody ought to fend for themselves. But that's not the way of Christ. The way of Christ is that we lift up one another, that we build up one another, that we help one another succeed, and we put them first. We consider their needs to be more important than our own. We love with the sacrificial love of Jesus. We learn to care. Now, as I often do in matters like this, I do issue a disclaimer that this isn't about allowing someone to abuse you, to mistreat you, to cause you harm physically, emotionally, spiritually. This is about being the body of Christ. And sometimes what's needed for the good of someone else is a correction, it's a rebuke, it's a conviction of God's Spirit. One of the biggest pushbacks against submission to someone is when it always feels one-sided. And yet God uses Paul to write to us and tell us that we ought to submit, therefore, to one another. And there are specific tasks and responsibilities that he gives to some based on how he has gifted them. And there are those that are leaders and those that are servants and those that are workers. But none of those positions give us the right to mistreat others. When we really love like Jesus loves. When we really seek to build up one another. Jesus comes along and he says that whoever wants to be greatest must become servant of all. And as he reclines with his disciples at what we call the Last Supper and gets up and washes their feet, and he reminds them that they call him Lord. They call him Master. And he says, rightly so. He says, that's appropriate. That's a legitimate designation. But he says, if I, as your Lord and your Master, have served you, have washed your feet, then you ought to do this for one another. And when we consider the washing, the cleansing that Jesus has done in our life, even as our Lord and as our Master, how he has served us, not taking away from his authority, but in a real way amplifying his authority. It ought to lead us to humble ourselves and serve others according to their need, according to what builds them up, with wisdom and knowledge and patience and endurance and concern. And when we do that, we begin to realize that this race that we're in is not a race that has one winner. It's a race where all who finish receive the same prize. And our desire and our efforts should not be so much about getting there first, it should be about having the most people possible with us. Because we've been involved in building them up. Of helping them. Of loving like Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us what we need for godliness and righteousness and for contentment and holiness, for serving others. And Father, there are so many times we look at our own life and rather than looking at it in context with you, we look at it in comparison with others and we feel lacking. Because we look at those that appear to have more, that at least have more of what we want, rather than looking at those who have less. And Father, as we live life and we are constantly tempted to do whatever it takes to get ahead of someone else, whether there's rational thought behind it or not. May you help us to look to one another and see them as valuable, to even see them as more important than ourselves. To love them and serve them and do what pleases them according to their need. May we have wisdom from you and how to do that well in a way that helps them to grow and helps us to grow. May we be mindful of how what we need isn't always what we want, and the same with those that are our neighbors. That we pay attention to the spoken words as well as those things that are unspoken. That we willingly step back and humble ourselves and serve. That we grow in our desire to see others know Jesus. That even in our pursuit of excellence and our pursuit of doing all things well, that it would not be done at the expense of others. It would not be done at the expense of relationships. But rather than trying to get to the top all by ourselves, that we would seek to be faithful to the end with as many people as possible surrounding us, and we in the midst of them. Father, today as we go about life and we have those times where we forget, where we view ourselves as more important than the person beside us, may you remind us of how much you love them and show us how it's the same as the love you have for us. Father, today as we consider what it looks like to please our neighbor according to their need for their good, to that which builds them up, may we have the wisdom and the courage to do the difficult things, to know when something is helpful and when something is harmful, to have love and truth and wisdom and patience all wrapped together. And Father, in those times that we question and we wonder, may we continually look to Jesus as our example, as our truth teller, as our way, and as our life. Father, today as we serve others, as we lift them up, as we build them up, as we help them to grow, may all of it be done in the name of Jesus. May all of it be done in a way that makes Jesus known more clearly. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.